السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه، ويحسن لنا الختام، ويجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه الكريم. قبل أن نكمل نذكر شيئا كنا قد تركنا ذكره أمس. Before continuing, let me mention something that we did not mention yesterday. أكبر نعيم يتنعمه أهل الجنة هو رؤيتهم لله تبارك وتعالى. The greatest enjoyment that the people of paradise get, acquire, is to see Allah تبارك وتعالى. الله تعالى قال للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. الحسنى معناه الجنة هنا، والزيادة هي رؤية الله تبارك وتعالى. الله said in the Quran للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة، which means Allah will give those who did the good deeds, who were on the right path, al-husna in the hereafter, which mean in this verse paradise. And another thing on top of that, which is to see Allah تبارك وتعالى. ورؤية المؤمنين لربهم ليست كرؤيتنا نحن للأشياء التي نراها في جهة ومكان. When the believers who are in paradise see Allah تبارك وتعالى, they do not see Allah عز وجل like they see the things in this life in direction and in place. إنما يرون الله تبارك وتعالى من غير أن يكون الله في جهة ومن غير أن يكون الله في مكان، كما قال الإمام أبو حنيفة رضي الله عنه ولا يكون بينه وبين خلقه مسافة. They see Allah تبارك وتعالى without Allah being in a direction and without Allah being in a place. As Al-Imam Abu Hanifa said, that the believers in paradise see Allah تبارك وتعالى without a distance between him and them. وقال رضي الله عنه يرونه بلا كمية ولا كيفية. He said, may Allah raise his rank also, that the believers see Allah تبارك وتعالى without Allah عز وجل having a quantity, a volume, or a manner of being, an attribute of the creation. المسافة تكون بين جسم وجسم. having a distance of a distance exists between two bodies. Wallahu laysa jisman, and Allah is not a body. لِذَلِكَ يَرَاهُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِلَا كَيْفٍ وَلَا جِهَةٍ. That's why the people of paradise see Allah Ta'ala without Him having a shape, a volume, and without being in a direction. هذا ما يجب علينا اعتقاده. This is what we have to believe in. أما الذي يعتقد أن أهل الجنة يرون الله في جهة من الجهات, في جهة فوق أو أمام أو خلف أو يمين أو شمال أو تحت, فهذا ما عرف الله. As for the one who believes that the people of paradise will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in a direction, whether in front or behind, above or underneath, to the right or to the left, then such person does not know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, does not have the proper belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Let's say it this way. Does not have the proper belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. بعض الناس يظن أن المؤمنين يرون الله ويكون الله تعالى في جهة فوق. Some people think that the people of paradise see Allah while Allah would be in the direction of above. حتى إن بعضهم يظن أن أعين أهل الجنة هنا تكون حتى يروا الله. Even some of them think that the eyes of the people of paradise exist on the top of the head to see Allah. وبعض الناس في الماضي اعتقد أن الله شيء مستدير كالقمر يراه أهل الجنة. And some one person at least believed that Allah is something round like the moon, and this is how the people of paradise see him. كل هذا خلاف العقيدة الحقة. All these beliefs are ill beliefs. They contradict the belief of the Muslims. أهل الجنة عندما يرون الله يرون من لا شبيه له. The people of paradise, when they see Allah, they see the one that does not have anyone like him, the one that does not resemble anything. يرون من لا مثيل له. They see the one that does not resemble anything. فلذلك لا يشكون هل هو الله أو غيره. This is why they do not doubt, is this Allah or someone else? لأنهم يرون من لا شبيه له, because they see the one that does not have anything like him, the one that does not resemble anything. MashaAllah. وهذه العقيدة السنية خالفنا فيها طائفتان. Two groups deviated from أهل السنة about this matter. فرقة هم المشبهة. One group are those who liken Allah to the creation. ذكرنا ماذا يعتقدون. I already mentioned what they believe. يعتقدون أن الله تعالى يرى في جهة ويكون له صورة. They believe that Allah تبارك وتعالى, that the people, they believe that the people of paradise see Allah in a direction, and that Allah would have a form. وهذا كفر والعياذ بالله, and this is blasphemy. وطائفة أخرى وهم المعتزلة أنكروا رؤية المؤمنين لربهم. Another group are the Mu'tazila. They denied that the believers will see Allah when they are in paradise. قالوا لأن الله لا يشبه شيئا. They said because Allah does not resemble anything. والذي يرى بالعين يكون له شكل وهيئة. And what we see with our eyes would have a shape and a form. إذن قالوا إذن الله لا يرى. They said then it is not permissible, mentally permissible to see Allah تبارك وتعالى. قالوا أهل الجنة لا يرون الله. They said the people of paradise do not see Allah. أما نحن أهل السنة فوسط بين هاتين الفرقتين الزائغتين. As for us, أهل السنة, we are in the middle between these two deviated groups. لم نشبه الله بخلقه كما قال المشبهة. We do not resemble Allah to the creation like المشبهة do. ولا أنكرنا الرؤية, الرؤية التي هي ثابتة في الأحاديث النبوية المشهورة. And we did not deny that the people of paradise see Allah تبارك وتعالى as it is mentioned in the famous hadith narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقلنا يعني أهل السنة قلنا ليس شرط الرؤية الجسمية, إنما شرط الرؤية الوجود. حتى يرى الشيء لا يشترط أن يكون جسما, إنما الذي يشترط أن يكون موجودا. We said, that is أهل السنة, for something to be seen, the condition is for it to exist. It is not a condition for the one to be seen to have a volume or to be a body. The condition for it to be seen is to exist. وَاللَّهُ مَوْجُودٌ فَصَحَّ أَنْ يُرَى. Allah Ta'ala exists, and thus it is mentally permissible to see him. وَصَحَّتِ الْأَحَادِيثُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِذَلِكَ فَآمَنَّا بِذَلِكَ وَصَدَّقْنَا. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us that we believe in what the Prophet said. وقد طلب سيدنا موسى من الله أن يراه, ولو كان ذلك مستحيلا عقلا لعرف سيدنا موسى. Prophet Musa, ولما طلب ذلك من الله. Prophet Musa asked Allah Ta'ala to enable him to see Allah Azza wa Jal. Had this been intellectually impossible, Prophet Musa would have known that. And he would have not asked Allah to enable him to see Allah Ta'ala. لأنه لا يتصور أن يكون سيدنا موسى جاهلا بما يجب لله وما يستحيل في حقه وأن يعرف ذلك معتزلي ظهر لا أدري متى. Because it is not accepted that Prophet Musa would be ignorant about the proper belief while so and so, one of the Mu'tazila, would know that. وَنَحْنُ نَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَانَا مِنْ غَيْرِ مَسَافَةٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُ ومن غير أن يكون في جهة ولا مكان فيصح أن نراه من غير أن يكون مسافة بيننا وبينه ومن غير أن يكون في جهة أو مكان. We know that Allah sees us without Allah being in a direction or in a place. So it is permissible, mentally permissible, for us to see Allah Ta'ala without Him being in a direction and without Him being in a place and without a distance between us and Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. لكن الله تعالى ما أعطى أهل الدنيا القدرة على رؤيته سبحانه. Allah Ta'ala did not give the people in this life the power to see him. بالعين, that is with their eyes. حتى سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في ليلة المعراج رأى ربه بقلبه ليس بعيني رأسه. Even Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام during the night of المعراج saw Allah Ta'ala with his heart, not with his eyes. Allah a'ta qalbahu quwwata ru'ya. Fara'a Allah biqalbihi. Allah gave his heart the power of seeing. So he saw Allah with his heart. صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعيني رأسه فلم يرى الله تعالى. As with his eyes, he did not see Allah. الإمام مالك رضي الله عنه قال: الباقي لا يرى بالعين الفانية، إنما يرى الباقي بالعين الباقية. الإمام مالك said that Allah, the everlasting, is not seen with our eyes that decay. He said, Allah would be seen with the eyes that remain forever. That is, the eyes of the people of paradise. الله يعطيهم قوة في أعينهم يرونه بها من غير أن يكون في مكان. Allah gives them power in their eyes with which they can see, they see Allah تبارك وتعالى without Him being in a place. هذه عقيدتنا. This is our creed, the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة. واضح؟ Is it clear? Do you have any questions about this? نعم. After they enter paradise, they see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with their eyes. There is a hadith narrated about this issue during the questioning, but this hadith, the scholars, يعني, they did not agree on it to be a proof in this issue. Wafiq. بعض أهل السنة هكذا قال، لكن هذا خطأ. لا 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 خطأ. أهل السنة على ثلاثة أقوال: هل رأى النبي ربه ليلة المعراج أو لا؟ أهل السنة على ثلاثة أقوال، منهم من قال ما رأى النبي ربه ليلة المعراج لا بالقلب ولا بالعين، ومنهم من قال رأى ربه بقلبه لا بعينه، ومنهم من قال رأى ربه بعيني رأسه. وكل هذه الأقوال، الذي قال هذا أو قال هذا أو قال هذا لا يضلل، لكن الصواب أنه رأى ربه بقلبه، كما جاء عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه. ابن عباس قال رأى ربه بفؤاده مرتين، وأبو ذر أيضا قال ذلك، فهذا هو الصحيح. لكن كثير من أهل السنة قالوا رأى النبي ربه بعيني رأسه ليلة المعراج، وبعضهم قال لم يرى النبي ربه ليلة المعراج. السيدة عائشة ظاهر ما روي عنها أنها نفت ذلك، لكن هذا الصحيح أنه رآه بقلبه لا بعيني رأسه. والذي قال هذا القول لا يضلل ولا يفسق، والذي قال القول الآخر لا يضلل ولا يفسق، لكن الصواب ما ذكرناه. Did the Prophet see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the night of Al-Mi'raj? Ahlul Sunnah have three different sayings about this matter. A lot among them said that the Prophet saw Allah with his eyes on the night of Al-Mi'raj. Another part said that Allah saw, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saw Allah with his heart on that night. And some said that the Prophet did not see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the night of Al-Mi'raj. All of these people, the three types, those who said those three sayings, are among Ahlul Sunnah. And they are not judged to go astray because of this difference. But the correct saying among these three sayings, that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw Allah Ta'ala with his heart on that night. Ibn Abbas said that, and Abu Dharr, another companion, said that. They said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام saw Allah with his heart on that night. ما شاء الله. طيب نعم يا صالح. عن ثابت من كلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا أعرف أنا أنه يوجد حديث ثابت من كلامه، إنما ثبت من كلام ابن عباس وأبي ذر رضي الله عنهما. نعم. Yeah. Yes. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: إذا رأيتم الشمس في رابعة النهار ليس دونها سحاب، هل تشكون أنها الشمس؟ قالوا لا. قال: إذا رأيتم القمر ليلة البدر ليس دونه سحاب، هل تشكون أنه القمر؟ قالوا لا. قال: فإنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون القمر ليلة البدر لا تضامون في رؤيته، يعني لا تشكون هل الذي ترونه هو الله أو غيره، كما أنكم لا تشكون إذا رأيتم القمر ليلة البدر هل هو القمر أو غيره. متى يتضام الناس عند الرؤية؟ متى يتزاحم الناس إذا كانوا يرون شيئا؟ متى يتزاحمون إذا كانوا لا يرون بوضوح؟ إن لم تتضح لهم الرؤية يتزاحمون حتى يروا، أليس كذلك؟ وتتطاول رقابهم حتى يروا. أما إذا كانوا يرون من غير شك بوضوح هل يتزاحمون؟ لا يتزاحمون. فمعنى كلام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنكم لا تشكون في الرؤية فلا تتزاحمون، كما أنكم لا تشكون في رؤية الشمس في رابعة النهار أنها الشمس، ولا تشكون في رؤية القمر ليلة البدر أنه القمر. هذا هو الحديث. It is narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked the companions one day, if you see the sun after it gets high and there was and without and with no clouds there, do you doubt that this is the sun? They said no. He said, if you see the moon when it is full, a full moon at night, do you doubt that this is the moon with no clouds there? Do you doubt that this is the moon? They said no. He said, فَإِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَا تَضَامُّونَ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ فِي رُؤْيَتِهِ, which means you are going to see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just as you see the moon without doubting about it, without doubting is this the moon or not. هذا الحديث رواه مسلم وغيره. This hadith is narrated by Muslim and others. وهو حديث مشهور رواياته كثيرة. And this is a famous hadith with many narrations. لذلك كان هذا الأمر من عقائد أهل السنة. This is why أهل السنة believe in this firmly. مرة كان هناك أحد الحكام أخذ بكلام المعتزلة في بعض الأشياء. One of the rulers adopted some of the sayings of Al-Mu'tazila. Some of them. مما أخذه من المعتزلة أن الله لا يرى في الآخرة. Among these sayings that he acquired, that he took from Al-Mu'tazila, is that Allah is not seen in the hereafter. ثم صار يمتحن علماء أهل السنة. يأتي بالعالم من العلماء إن لم يوافقه يضربه يجلده يعذبه وقد يقتله. Then he started testing the scholars. If the scholar does not agree with him, he would whip him, in jail him, torture him, and sometimes kill him. ففي أيامه سجن عدة من أكابر علماء السنة. During his time, many among the great scholars were imprisoned and tortured. منهم أحمد بن حنبل. One among them is الإمام أحمد بن حنبل. لأنهم ما رضوا أن يوافقوه على الباطل. Because they did not agree. They did not want to agree with him on the false creed. مرة أتي برجل عالم. One time a man, a knowledgeable man, was brought to him. أحمد ابن نصر الخزاعي يقال له. His name is أحمد ابن نصر الخزاعي. قال له ماذا تقول؟ هل تقول إن الله يرى في الآخرة؟ He asked him, do you believe that the believers see Allah in the hereafter? أحمد بن نصر قال بهذا جاءت الأخبار عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أحمد بن نصر replied, this is what the hadith, this is how what the hadith narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال له ويلك يرى كما يرى المحدود الجسم. This ruler told him, what are you saying? Are you saying that Allah would be seen just like a body would be seen? Something that has a shape would be seen? And that scholar did not say that. But this is what this ruler said. He told him, ثم قال أنت تكذب يعني في دعواك أن الأحاديث هكذا جاءت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then this ruler addressed him by saying, you are lying. That is when you said that this is what the hadith told us from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. هذا العالم قال له بل أنت تكذب. The scholar told this ruler, you are the liar. I am not a liar. You are the liar. غضب هذا. قال لجنوده اتركوه أنا أريد أن أقتله بيدي. He told his soldiers, don't do anything to him. I want to kill him with my hands. فقام إليه فقطع رأسه بالسيف. And he cut his head with his sword. He killed him. ثم أمر بالرأس فنصب على رمح حتى يراه الناس يعني فيخافوا. Then he ordered for the head to be put on a spear in a public place so the people would see that and they would be scared. فكان هذا الرأس في الليل يستقبل القبلة ويقرأ القرآن. This head at night used to turn to Al-Qibla and start to recite Al-Qur'an every night. ثم بعض الناس أخذوه فدفنوه. Then some people took the head and where we did. هذا من عقائد أهل السنة. This is among the beliefs of أهل السنة. لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبرنا بذلك. Because this is what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us. وإلى هذا تشير آيات القرآن. And this is what the verses of the Quran tell us. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. هاتان الآيتان تدلان على أن أهل الجنة يرون الله. These two verses tell us that the people of paradise see Allah تبارك وتعالى. أهل السنة عقيدتهم حسنة مقيدة بالنصوص الشرعية منصورة بالأدلة العقلية. The creed of أهل السنة is a good creed. It adheres to the religious texts, while at the same time it is supported with the intellectual proofs. الله يثبتنا عليها. نعم. الآن ترجع تسألني هذا السؤال في آخر الدرس حتى نأخذ قليلا من هذا ثم أجيب إن شاء الله، لكن ذكرني أنت لو سمحت. قال المؤلف رحمه الله، الله أكبر. The author said غلبت مشيئته المشيئات كلها وغلب قضاؤه الحيل كلها. يفعل ما يشاء وهو غير ظالم أبدا. تقدس عن كل سوء وحين وتنزه عن كل عيب وشين. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. The author said he that is Allah does whatever he wills and he is never unjust. I skipped a sentence. The author said, his will has overpowered all wills, and his preordainment has defeated all artifices. He does whatever he wills, and he is never unjust. He is free of every injustice and defect. Allah said, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. It means, he that is Allah is not questioned about what he does, but the creations are. غلبت مشيئته المشيئات كلها معناه لا ينفذ شيء من مشيئة العباد إلا ما شاء الله تعالى أن ينفذ. ما لم يشأ الله حصوله لا يحصل أبدا. The first sentence, that is, his will has overpowered all wills, means that anything that the creations will does not occur except if Allah willed for it to occur. Whatever Allah willed to be shall be And whatever Allah did not will for it to be, shall not be. ومهما فعل العبد لا يستطيع أن يدفع نفاذ مشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى. Whatever the slave does, he cannot prevent the occurrence of what Allah تبارك وتعالى willed. كان سيدنا عزرائيل يزور سيدنا سليمان بين المدة والمدة. Angel Azrael used to visit Prophet Sulaiman from time to time. مرة كان زار سيدنا سليمان وفي المجلس أطال النظر إلى إنسان عزرائيل عليه السلام. هذا الرجل خاف، فبعد انفضاض المجلس قال لسيدنا سليمان: تأمر الريح أن تأخذني إلى الهند. أمر سليمان الريح أن تأخذه إلى الهند. تبين بعد ذلك أن عزرائيل كان يطيل النظر إليه لأنه أمر بقبض روحه في الهند، فذهب إلى الهند فقبض عزرائيل روحه هناك. مهما فعل الإنسان، ما يفعله لا يمنع نفاذ مشيئة الله تعالى. So as we said, عزرائيل عليه السلام visited once Prophet Sulaiman, and in the session of Sulaiman, Angel Azrael kept looking to one man in that session. Stared to that man. Staring at that man. He stared at that man. This man got worried and he asked Prophet Sulaiman, would you please order the wind to take me to India? Sulaiman alayhi salam did that, ordered the wind to take him to India. Later, the issue was that Azrael was looking at him because he was ordered to take his soul in India. And that's what happened. This man himself asked to go there. And this is where his soul was taken. Whatever the person does, he cannot prevent the occurrence of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala willed to occur. وَرَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَعَّالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does whatever he willed. وَلَيْسَ ظَالِمًا فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ. And he is not unjust in anything of what he does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَتَصَرَّفُ فِي مِلْكِ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّمَا يَتَصَرَّفُ فِي مِلْكِهِ فَلَا يُتَصَوَّرُ مِنْهُ الظُّلْمُ وَالْجَوْرُ. Allah does not do anything in the dominion of other than him, because everything is owned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whatever he does it in his dominion. This is why it is intellectually impossible for Allah to be unjust. الظلم، ما معنى الظلم؟ الظلم هو مخالفة أمر ونهي من له الأمر والنهي. Injustice is to disobey the one who deserves to be obeyed. That's injustice. الظلم مخالفة أمر ونهي من له الأمر والنهي. Injustice is to disobey the one who deserves to be obeyed. والله ليس له آمر ولا ناهي. هو الآمر والناهي. And Allah, there is no one who orders Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah is the one who deserves to order and forbid. No one orders Allah تبارك وتعالى. لذلك فهو يفعل سبحانه وتعالى ما يشاء من غير أن يكون ظلما منه. Thus Allah تعالى does whatever He willed without this being injustice on His part. وهو سبحانه العالم بكل شيء. فيفعل ما يشاء لحكمة. Allah is knowledgeable about everything. And He does whatever He willed with a wisdom. He's wise in whatever He does. فلا يتصور منه ظلم. And thus he is not unjust سبحانه وتعالى. عرفنا الحكمة أو لم نعرفها. Whether we know the wisdom or we do not know it. والواجب علينا أن نسلم. What is an obligation upon us is not to object to Allah تبارك وتعالى. هذا اعتقاد أهل السنة. This is the belief of أهل السنة. لا يحصل في هذا العالم شيء إلا بمشيئة الله. Nothing occurs in this universe except with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. الله قال وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ لَكَ أَنْ تُصَابَ بِضُرٍّ لَا أَحَدَ يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَدْفَعَ ذَلِكَ عَنْهُ. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يُصِيبَكَ خَيْرٌ لَا أَحَدَ يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَمْنَعَ ذَلِكَ عَنْكَ. Allah Ta'ala said in the verse 107 of Surah Yunus. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. Which means, if Allah wills for you to get something good, no one can prevent the occurrence of this thing. And if Allah Ta'ala willed for you to be inflicted with harm or calamities, no one can prevent that from happening to you. فبطل كلام المعتزلة أن الله شاء لكل العباد الإيمان لكن العباد قسم من العباد غلبت مشيئتهم مشيئة الله فكفروا. By this, by all what we said about this subject, it is known that the creed of the Mu'tazila is false. They said Allah willed for everyone to be believer, for everyone to be to be believers. But some of the people, a part of the people, their wills overcame the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they blasphemed. كلامهم هذا عكس القرآن وعكس حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Their statement is against Al-Quran and against the sayings of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا الحسين بن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهما قال القدرية لا وافق قولهم قول الملائكة ولا وافق قولهم قول إبليس أخوه ولا وافق قولهم قول إبليس أخيهم. لماذا قال ذلك؟ لأن إبليس قال ربي فبما أغويتني، قال ربي فبما أغويتني، فنسب إبليس الغواية خلق الغواية إلى الله تعالى. إبليس قال يا رب أنت الذي شئت لي الغواية، أنت الذي خلقت في الغواية. وفي هذا صدق. أما المعتزلة القدرية لا وافق كلامهم كلام الملائكة ولا وافق كلامهم كلام أخيهم إبليس أيضا. الملائكة قالوا لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إلا ما خلقت فينا من علم. وإبليس قال ربي فبما أغويتني، فلا وافق كلامهم كلام الملائكة ولا وافق كلامهم كلام إبليس. الحسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب said that the statement of Al-Qadariyya, Al-Qadariyya means those who deny Al-Qadar, like Al-Mu'tazila, said their statement, their belief, does not comply with the statement of the angels, and it does not even comply with the statement of the brother Iblis. He said, because the angels said, لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. O Allah, we do not know except what you taught us, what you created in us. That is, we do not create the knowledge in ourselves. You create the knowledge in us. Including the knowledge of belief, Mahek, a proper belief. It is you created this in us, O Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Iblis said, Rabbi Fabima Aghwaitani. Iblis said, O Allah, you are the one who created misguidance in me. You are the one who willed misguidance for me. So Al-Husayn was dispraising these people that they went astray from Ahl-Sunnah, and on top of that, their statement does not comply with the statement of Iblis also. Even Iblis knew what they did not know about this issue. He knew the proper matter about this issue that they did not know. نسأل الله أن يعافينا من الأهواء المبدية والعقائد الزائغة، وأن يختم لنا على سبيل وسنة، والله تعالى أعلم. الله knows best. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. نعم تفضلي. لا يكفر، لا يكفر، إن لم يكن عنادا لا يكفر، لكن عليه ذنب كبير. The one who denies that the believers see Allah in the hereafter is not judged as a blasphemer, except if he does that out of stubbornness. He knows that in the religion it is mentioned that the believers see Allah, and still he says no. But he commits an enormous sin anyway. نعم تفضل. الله، أنا ما أتكلم على هذا، ما باعي قصير في هذا. بعض المشايخ قال لأنهم كلفوا بالعبادات في الدنيا فيعبدونه على الشوق هكذا، لكن أنا ما باعي قصير في هذا. نعم تفضل فوزي. Before they enter paradise? After entering paradise? No, this is not correct. Wafiq, this is not correct. MashaAllah. ماذا كان السؤال؟ أهل السنة فرق أيضا اختلفوا في هذه المسألة. بعضهم قال الله تعالى لا يرى في المنام، قالوا لأن الذي يرى في المنام خيال وصورة، والله ليس له خيال ولا صورة، ليس خيالا ولا صورة. بعض علماء أهل السنة هكذا قال. وبعضهم قال إذا رأى أحد الله في المنام من غير كيف ولا شكل ولا جهة، من غير مشابهة لشيء من المخلوقين، تثبت الرؤية وإلا فلا. وقسم ثالث قالوا إن رأى الله تعالى في المنام بلا كيف ولا صورة ولا شكل تثبت الرؤية، وإن رآه في المنام على صورة وشكل ولكن هو اعتقاده صحيح في الله، يعني لا يعتقد في اليقظة أن الله له شكل أو صورة، تثبت الرؤيا ويكون لها تأويل، يكون لها تأويل غير ظاهرها. فأهل السنة على ثلاث أقوال، على ثلاثة أقوال في هذه المسألة. كثير من أهل السنة، كثير، قالوا من مشايخهم قالوا رأينا الله في المنام بلا كيف، لا ليس واحدا أو اثنين أو عدد. أهل السنة have difference in opinions about the matter of seeing Allah in the dream. Would someone see Allah in his dream or not? Some of them said this does not happen. They said because what one sees in his dream is an image. Yeah, is an image. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not an image. He is not attributed with that. He does not have a shape or image, so this does not happen. Some of them said, if one sees Allah in his dream without having an image, without having a shape, without resemblance any of the creation, then this dream is valid. If he sees Allah having a shape of the like, then it is invalid. A third saying among Ahl Sunnah, and by the way, many people among Ahl Sunnah said that they saw Allah in their dream without him resembling anything, without having a shape, without having a format, without... Many people among Ahl Sunnah said that they saw Allah in their dream without resembling any of the creation. The third saying is that if one sees Allah in his dream without a shape, without a format, without resembling anything among the creation, the dream is valid. And if he sees Allah with a shape, the dream is also valid, but it has an interpretation other than what it appears. If this person has the proper belief and he believes that Allah does not resemble the creation, but he sees in his dream Allah having a format, as a body, then the dream is valid, but it is not interpreted as it appears. It has a special interpretation. So you have three sayings among the scholars of Ahl Sunnah about this matter. إذا رآه بلا كيف هيك علماء التعبير بشرى بالموت على الإيمان هيك علماء التعبير قالوا. Some of the people whom Allah gave them the knowledge of interpreting the dreams said that the one who sees Allah in his dream without a shape, without resembling the creation, would get the good news that he will die as a believer. They said the one who sees the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream gets this good news. So how about the one who sees Allah Ta'ala without resembling anyone of the creation? This is what they said. No.
What about the one who sees Allah in his dream with a specific shape, but knowing in his dream, negating that Allah has a shape?
I don't see how this can happen, Hajj. Then in his dream, he did not believe that he's seeing Allah. I will not go into that. Allah yubarik fiik. Naam, tafaddal Muhammad.
Dhakarna anna al-sunnah qasam ila
madhhabayn. Naam.
Ittijaj al-hadith bil haqa'iq.
Sahih.
Dhakarna madhhab al-awwal wa hum alladhina ishtaratu an yakuna al-hadith mujtahiran.
Sah.
Ittijaj al-haqa'iq wa qulna hadha Abu Hanifa
wa madhhab al-Maturidi 'alayhi. Sahih. صح صح أغلب الأشاعرة. الآن لا يظهر لي، أراجع إن شاء الله ثم أرد لك الجواب. الشيخ كان يقرر المذهبين عادة، الآن لا يظهر لي أنه كان يأخذ بهذا أو بهذا، الآن لا يظهر لي، رحمة الله عليه. نعم. Okay, about this matter also, Ahlus Sunnah have two sayings. Some of them said, if someone sees the Prophet as he was, then he would be considered that he saw the Prophet in his dream, and he would get that good news. So one needs to know what are the physical attributes of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to know that. And many among the scholars of Ahl Sunnah said this is not a condition. If one sees the Prophet in his dream, and he believes in his dream that he is seeing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, even if what he saw did not have the actual attributes of the Prophet, the physical attributes of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, this is a valid seeing of the Prophet, a valid dream. He gets the good news, but they say he didn't see him as he was because something which is in the one who sees the dream. Because there is something that he needs to check about it in his situation. But he gets the good news that he dies as a believer. Many among the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, they went according to the second saying, and some according to the first one. That is, there is something in them that needs to be taken care of. يعني ساعدني حاجة. لا يعني he has to improve something in himself, to straighten something up. I wouldn't say a sin. Allahu a'lam. This is what I know. I wouldn't go farther. الله يبارك فيكم. نعم تفضل فوزي. No, they hear the kalam. We talked about that. They hear the kalam of Allah تبارك وتعالى when they are questioned. In paradise? I don't remember. No, I'm sorry. حتى لو رأى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على هيئة ولد صغير له البشرى. ما رآه على هيئته. Even if one sees the Prophet as a little child in his dream, he gets the good news of dying as a Muslim. No. What do you mean by that? Another prophet? No, it's not mentioned in the hadith. What's mentioned in the hadith is just about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tfaddal Hussein. يموت على الإيمان هذا هو هذا هو نعم I can't hear you well. This is not mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, but the people whom Allah gave them the knowledge of interpreting the dreams say that the one who sees Al-Kaaba in his dream or the black stone goes to Al-Hajj. This is a sign that this person goes to Al-Hajj. And let me tell you something. This issue, when I say the people whom Allah gave them the knowledge of interpreting the dreams, we are not talking about anyone. Those are a part of al-awliya. So the one who interprets a dream has to be either a prophet or a wali. And not all the awliya. Only a part of al-awliya, Allah gave them that knowledge. This is not something that one learns with a teacher and a book. This is something that Allah instills in the hearts of some of al-awliya. That's it. This is, when I say those who have this knowledge, I mean these people. It's not like our neighbor who interprets the dreams or it is narrated in the hadith أن تأويل الرؤيا جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة ليس كل أحد يعطى تأويل الرؤيا. It is mentioned in the hadith that interpreting the dreams is like one part out of 46 parts of prophethood. So this means not everyone would be given this knowledge. Only a part of al-awliya know about that. And they don't learn it from someone. This is something that Allah gives them without them seeking it. Like Ibn Sirin, do you hear about Ibn Sirin? Yeah, he had this knowledge. For example, Sheikh Abdullah many times said, I don't know about interpreting the dreams. So not everyone is given this knowledge, and not every wali, so be aware of that. Naam, minka tfaddali. Seeing the hair of the Prophet, that is seeing his head, or only like detached, the hairs alone, like one hair or two hairs. This is good, but this is, it's not the same as seeing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now if someone sees the Prophet from behind, he gets that good news. From the side, he gets the good news. If he sees him putting something, covering his face, for example, he gets the good news. No, just hearing the voice, no. ما سألت. If someone sees the Prophet ﷺ in his dream with another person, then the person who sees the dream gets the good news. Now, of dying as a Muslim. Now, if he sees that other person with the Prophet in a way that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with that person, then this is a good news for that person, but not the same one. Not that he dies as, not necessarily that he dies as a Muslim. But it is, yeah, it is a good news. It is if he sees him in a way that the Prophet is pleased with him. It is a good news. تفضل هشام. هو قد يحتاج للتأديب الإنسان. عم يضربوا مثلا أصدق. أحيانا يحتاج الإنسان للتأديب. أليس رآه في المنام؟ إن كان حقا رآه لا يكذب له بشرى. بس الواحد أحيانا يحتاج للتأديب. بارك الله في. نعم تفضل يا موليد. بيشوف هو الإنسان يرى بقلبه كما أن الإنسان الآن يرى بعينيه. أنت عيونك واحد اللي بيشوفه ولا أنه أنت ترين بعينيك؟ صح، أنت ترين بعينيك. وكذلك النبي رأى الله بقلبه، الله أعطى قلبه قوة الرؤية، فالنبي رأى ربه بقلبه. ليس هذا تخيلا، لا. Be aware, when I said the Prophet saw Allah with his heart, this is not, that is, this does not mean imagining. No, no. Just as you see with your eyes, Allah gave the power of seeing to the heart of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the Prophet saw Allah with his heart. That's it. We see with our eyes because Allah made us see with our eyes. Had Allah made us see with our ears, we would see with our ears. Because the one who creates the seeing is Allah. The organs do not create the seeing. The one who creates the seeing is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah made us see with our eyes, we see with our eyes. Had Allah made us see with our ears, we would see with our ears. Allah gave the heart of the Prophet the power of seeing. And with his heart, the Prophet saw Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu fi. Because it is impossible to imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is not an image to be imagined. Tfaddal Shahid.
If you see a person in a dream and you believe that person in your heart is a prophet.
Also, this is a good news. If you see in your dream the Prophet having the shape of someone that you know, you get the good news of dying as a believer, and that person gets a good news also. طيب, this is the last question. Allah yubarak fikum. A person who had a dream about the eternal speech of Allah, and they understood from it certain message. In the dream, they knew it was the eternal speech of Allah. It was not a language or sound different from the creation's type. When they are awake, what should be the conviction in their heart? Thank you. Let's delay it till tomorrow, inshallah. Let's delay the answer until tomorrow. Barakallahu feekum. خلونا نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيك.